A week ago, public service commissioners demanded that We Energies and Domtar renegotiate their financial plan because they felt too much cost would be absorbed by utility ratepayers and not enough by the mill. The companies came back with a new proposal, increasing Domtar's contribution from $25 million to $47 million. The change was welcomed this afternoon by the commissioners, but they are still concerned that another $10 million may be needed to cover capital costs, and there may need to be more protections for ratepayers. The commissioners have expressed concerns about a hypothetical situation. If years from now, Domtar pulled out of the agreement and there was environmental contamination at the site, leaving the power company stuck with the cleanup. Chairman Phil Montgomery says guarantees are needed.
As we would all hope that there was some type of due diligence, but in absence of that, before a shovel is put in the ground, I agree with you, there's got to be some type of mitigation of those risks.
The biomass facility would generate power for We Energies and steam for the Domtar mill. The village of Rothschild supports the plan because it would create jobs and make the paper mill more competitive. But a local citizens group, Save Our Air Quality, or SOAR, opposes the project because of environmental concerns. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.